Chapter 11. A Conversation with Hades. Hercules sees Hades. He's sitting on a big grey throne. Hercules must get his permission to take Cerberus from the underworld. Hades sees Hercules, and he's very surprised.
"You're not dead," he says. "Who are you, and what do you want?"
"I'm Hercules, the son of Zeus. King Eurystheus sent me here,"
Hercules explains.
"He gave me many missions, and this is my final one. I must take Cerberus to him. Can I take the dog?"
"Well, that's an unusual thing to ask," says Hades.
"You can take Cerberus on two conditions. First, you mustn't hurt him. And second, you must return him in one day. He guards the underworld, and I need him."
"Thank you, Hades," says Hercules. "I accept your conditions. I'll bring Cerberus to you tomorrow, and I won't hurt him. I promise."
Hercules returns to the entrance to the underworld. There are no dead people waiting there now. The sun is hot outside, and the dog is sleeping. Hercules approaches the dog very quietly and presses its neck very tightly. Cerberus can't breathe and loses consciousness. Quickly, Hercules puts the sleeping potion in the three mouths.
"He'll sleep now for some time,"
thinks Hercules. Hercules takes Cerberus on his shoulders and walks to Chiron, the boatman.
"You again?" Chiron cries. "How did you get here? And what happened to Cerberus?"
"He's not well,"
says Hercules.
"I'm the son of Zeus, and I'm taking him to King Eurystheus to make him well. And I'll return him tomorrow."
Nobody leaves the underworld, thinks Chiron. But this is the son of Zeus. I'll make an exception for him. So Chiron takes Hercules and Cerberus across the river Styx.